Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight, it looks like, I don't know why, but okay, YouTube was showing me a blank screen. So I was like, it's saying we're live, but I'm seeing a black screen. So, but anyway, I think we're okay. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight, we're going to talk about some wokeism stuff. You know, is the go woke or go broke type thing? Is the wokeism pandemic? Are we kind of seeing that wind down? We're going to, in the you thought it couldn't get any worse segment, we're going to talk about AOC for president, which, it, you know, should be fairly interesting. And then because they can't figure out anything else to call racist, we're also going to talk a little bit. I wanted to get your thoughts on, they're creating some racist robots. They're saying that the robots are going to be racist. So, you know, trees are racist. Everything else is racist. So why not robots? At any rate, and we'll talk about a couple other things too, but how you doing today? What, anything new with you over there, out down there in Georgia?
No, man, just waiting for my Instapot stew to finish up and then do the show and eat some Instapot stew.
Instapot stew? How long does that take, doing it in an Instapot? Is that like an all-day thing? Because I've got a something similar to an Instapot, but I use it for canning, but... What are you looking at me like that for? Like I'm an idiot?
It's in the fucking name, dude. Instapot. Instant. Like you can cook a sweet potato in like 40 minutes, man. 45.
That's not instant.
A giant sweet potato.
That's what I was talking about.
It doesn't take a long time, though. Like you can make a stew in like with chicken and pretty quick.
And it's
fast. Don't call it Instapot because it's slow.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is it's like a pressure cooker, not a, you know,
it's a pressure cooker, air fryer. Dude, if you don't have an Instapot, you're like, I don't know what century you're in.
I don't. I got plenty of other options, though, and I know how to cook, so I don't need a damn amazing Instapot.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah. That's just convenient.
Yeah.
They come with an air fryer.
Hey man, when you're living in a trailer, an Instapot is a great piece of kit.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, I have one thing that I get dirty, like, you know, when you're living on space and everything else. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I got a crock pot though. I just throw, if I'm going to do anything like that, I throw it in there in the morning and let it go and that stuff. So we'll see. We'll see if Lisa ends up getting one, and then I'll end up using it and I'll probably end up liking it. I don't know.
Dude, like you can cook like roasts, all kinds of stuff, and like way faster than you can otherwise.
Yeah.
It's great.
A couple of people in the chat are saying they love their Instapots too. So we'll see. Maybe we do a review.
Yeah,
on
you're
that.
Just, dude, you're being a Gran Torino of Instapots, man. Oh, I fuck that Instapot. I'm going to stick with my crock pot.
I'm a little bit snobby when it comes to cooking because I fashion myself as a pretty damn good cook. So when it comes to stuff like
you know what, man? If you're being snobby and you haven't tried out the Instapot, you have no fucking reason to be snobby.
Yeah.
Because I think you would be more snobby if you use the Instapot. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's a great piece of kit. Sautés, fries, it does everything. Yeah. Almost in an instant.
Watch, I'll end up getting a damn Instapot after this show. You'll see. And then we'll do a review on it, and I'll have to admit I was wrong or whatever. But
oh, yeah, you'll be taking your crock pot, and you'll be like, this is a crock of shit. And you'll go, I love crock pots back in the day. They're great. They were always great for making, like, dips and stuff like that, you know, like a big cheese dip or something like that. But no, Instapot, man, it's
back in the day, acting like it's grandma's pressure cooker or something where you had to bolt down the lid and
a crock pot
back in the old days.
It took all day to cook something with it. This you blast it with some pressure, and next thing you know, it's ready to eat. let it cool down. Let the pressure, natural pressure release, they call it, happen for about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on what you're cooking. It's all set to go, man. It's great.
I'll have to give it a shot before I talk any more shit about it.
Yeah, no, you keep talking shit. Just everybody will know you're a knucklehead.
All right, so let's actually get into some of the show this week. And before we get into all that AOC stuff, we haven't talked about Ukraine in quite a while, and I don't know if that's because it's the same old crap every day. I don't know if it's because it's not in the news cycle, but I figured since we're throwing more money at it, what are your, you know, as far as recent memory and all that stuff, what are your thoughts on how things are going there? Other than, you know, it's we're feeding the military industrial complex another $800 million in military aid.
Yeah, the Ukrainians are getting their ass kicked slowly, but sure. The Ukrainians are getting their ass kicked slowly, but surely. The Russians are going back to World War II style fighting. They just sit back and they level. They just, you know, they blast a grid square. They just put a lot of artillery, a lot of rockets out there, just demolish it. And then they go in and, you know, deal with whatever's left. So, you know my thoughts on Ukraine, man. It's like we have been since the Maidan Revolution or uprising or civil war, whatever you want to call it back. We facilitated, it was a pro-Russian government. We facilitated the overthrow of that government. And then we're acting all pissed and surprised that, you know, Putin's invading. Sure, Putin's a fucking asshole. Putin like uses biological weapons on individuals as forms of assassinations. Like, we know that guy's terrible. And so I think what happened was initially they sold it to the American public. Oh, we have to do all this stuff. We have to do it now. Now you don't hear about it in the news. They're just continuing going on with it. Here's another $800 million spending more per day in Ukraine. Or at least I shouldn't say we're spending more. We're sending more money per day.
Sending,
Ukraine. We don't know where half the fucking money's going. A bunch of it's obviously coming back to the United States into the military industrial complex who are making the weapons for the Ukrainians, or a lot of them. But I think it's a mess. You know, you're, and I go farther down the conspiracy hole on it. Like, okay, how much of it was intentional? Like, I mean, yeah, they knew they're going to cause a world food problem if they went in to do this stuff, right? They knew that there was going to be repercussions of that. So how much of this stuff was known, you know, how much of it was considered? I mean, you go back to the whole thing with Biden and Hunter Biden being involved with Burisma and all this shit up in Ukraine. Like, isn't it weird that this small European country, like, for the last how many years has been the center of everybody's attention? Like, what the fuck's going on there? We know it's a corrupt nation, right? By and large, there's a lot of organized crime, a lot of government corruption and all that. So what's going on there? I don't want to send any fucking money overseas. I'm sick of sending our not even taxpayer dollars. Like, we can't even say these are taxpayer. These are the made up dollars that is raising the inflation. We're in the middle of inflation. We're sending fucking money overseas to another country. No, I'm sick of the bullshit. Like, this is the rise of the populist movement, right? Like, America first, you know, and this isn't like the Trump make America great a thing. Put America first across the board. Put our freedoms first. Put Americans first. Knock off the bullshit. But they're not going to, right? So,
yeah, this isn't, America's the greatest type thing. This is a, you know, fight for your lives. You know, this is, it's about us surviving. It's about us paying the rent. It's about us keeping the lights on and stuff like that. So,
well, and the bad thing is, I don't think there's any way out of just having a shit show of a time for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, with the way the economy is, they're not stopping printing money. Where did they come up with the, it's not like they have $800 million floating around. I mean, I don't think our taxes cover the debt. So where did they come up with $800 million? They fucking printed it again. They just printed up. Here you go. Digital zeros going out, right? Modern monetary theory. Go look it up. That's what's going on right now. They're not stopping any of their fucking crazy spending. They're not reining any of their shit in. You know, they're talking about doing the gas tax moratorium. Well, I guarantee you when they pull the fucking gas tax off, it's going to raise the price of gas because you're going to have a bunch of people go try to buy gas because it's cheaper. They've shut down enough fuel production and enough fuel imports and whatever in our country of what we could be, that we're not going to have enough fuel for everybody. So what happens when you have greater demand than you have supply? The price goes up. So we might see the price go down, but very likely you're going to see the price go up on gas. It might drop for a little bit, but
that's assuming these oil companies pass that money along, that savings along, or the, like in typical politician fashion, maybe they cut that gas tax and then that money doesn't get passed on. So then they put that windfall tax through there And either way, I mean, it all comes down to here that these oil companies are going to make their money. They, you know, if you're an employee of Raytheon or one of those companies, you're making your money, especially the big wigs on top, because they're, you know, that $900 billion
there's not a bunch of
million.
When you drive around Washington, D.C., you see those companies, Raytheon, Halliburton, you know, all the tech companies, all the government contractor companies all have their monster. But they're not having a jobs and inflation problem there, really, because they all make money. It's all like, again, that's the capital of the Hunger Games. Right. And so now they're going to keep doing the same old shit. Of course, they're, you know, oil companies are going to make money in this. Right. Again, it comes down to all that money that was pushed out that caused the inflation. Very little of it was pushed out to we the people. Right. It was pushed out to corporate America. Now we the people are eating the dick on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the form of inflation, in the form of all right, higher gas prices. And what are we doing? We're all sitting down here slinging mud at each other over the overturning of Roe versus Wade and all this other bullshit when the fucking world is literally heading down the shitter on us. And everybody's into their little tribal fights and all their bullshit. No one could literally at the point where no one can agree to compromise on shit. You know, I don't see a good way forward, man.
Yeah. Yeah. With the Ukraine thing, I sort of lost, you know, I know you're supposed to have this support Ukraine attitude and all that. And I lost that because of all the stuff like you were talking about, all the stuff that went on beforehand, all that we hadn't heard much about Ukraine for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, these past few years, we start hearing about it. Then this happens. And then all these politicians and these celebrities using it basically as a photo op. You got the band U2 going there doing a concert. You got Ben Stiller, I think it was, or somebody like that over there.
Well, because none of them are willing to look at what the real deal is.
Yeah. Right?
And hey, if you want to go support the average Ukrainian person that's getting fucked right now, like having their entire world. I mean, think about it. You're in Ukraine 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, there's like tensions with Russia and all that stuff, but you're hanging out in your apartment. You're going downstairs, having coffee, you know, doing what the fuck ever. And 3 years later, you're literally your entire city is leveled by artillery. And a bunch of people, you know, are fucking dead.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you got going for housing, what's going to happen to you and your family. Like their world is turned upside down. So I have no problem at helping the Ukrainian people. But the problem is we're not going over there mostly to help the Ukrainian people, right? We're funneling all that money into the government, into weapons, you know, and again, we don't get a straight story. We need a fucking straight story from our government. But what do? We get an agenda, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about the Maidan coup. They don't want to talk about any of that. They don't want to talk about, you know, the fact that the Ukrainian government's typically corrupt and we're just going to give it fucking billions like we did in Afghanistan. I mean, all the elites in Afghanistan made billions of dollars and they all ran off with it. Same thing's happening in Ukraine. We're buying off a bunch of shit right now. And the crazy part is my understanding is there's British, Canadian, and I think there's two other countries involved that has special forces on the ground in Ukraine. What's going to happen when their fucking dudes get balled up or get smoked somewhere?
Yeah.
Right. That just, what happens with that? Ratchets up the tensions more.
Yeah.
And that's, and so you got, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's my second concern with this is we talked about how civil war starting all of that stuff the last couple of shows and how it could be something completely just, you know, something that isn't a huge issue, but because of the reactions and the responses, it becomes that big thing. And that's what my concern is with this. You got these countries joining NATO. You've got all this stuff that's going on around the edges and everybody tippy-toeing around it, trying not to escalate everything. But what's to say something, you know, completely innocuous happens and, you know, all of a sudden it escalates to the level where NATO has to intervene, and then it escalates above that.
Well, go read up on the start of World War I and the fuckery that was going on between countries, like a bunch of little, you know, like a bunch of little school kids playing fuckery with each other. But they have fucking armies and lots of power.
Yeah.
To make those armies go fight. Right. And we have a lot of that where we're poking. And who knows what Putin had and all these elites have going on in the background, but we're poking a dude that has more nuclear missiles than the fucking United States of America. And I'm not saying he's going to launch, because I'm sure he knows the repercussions for launching. It's, you know, probably end of humankind for the next, you know, until we repopulate the earth and we stop, you know, we come out and figure out how to use bow and arrows again, shit, make them again. Cause that, I mean, you're going to blast, you know, they just, it's just crazy. So we're, the fact that we're involved and we're poking this dude the way we are and not trying to get any, there's, if there was money in peace, they'd be setting, hey, we want to have talks. Do you hear him ever say we want to have talks with Russia to sort this out and to get stuff? I don't hear any, let's sort this out. Let's get together. Let's sit down at the peace table. They're not fucking saying that. Why is that? There's no fucking money in it for Raytheon. There's no money in it for Halliburton. There's no money in it for all these big corporations.
Yeah. Yep.
So that we get war. That's what we get. Got rid of, oh, Afghanistan's gone. We got to keep eating. Because all those generals and the politicians are all tied in that. Fucking Lindsey Graham has all kinds of military contractors in his back pocket. You know, I used to work for North American Rescue. They supplied a bunch of tourniquets to Ukraine. Do I think they did that out of the kindness of their good heart? Probably not. Do I think that the state of South Carolina got a bunch of tax money and revenue from all that big sales? Sure. So why is Lindsey Graham such a war hawk? Because he has a bunch of military industrial complex that shit sitting in South Carolina.
Yeah. 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 That's maybe it's a little bit that we're gun shy because of all the crap they've pulled ever since World War II. I mean, basically everything that's happened since then, every war or conflict we've been in has been, you know, unnecessary. And you can argue, you know, different points about that, but for the most part, it's true. We became the world's big brother. We had to get our shit into everybody's crap. And then during the George Bush years, we decided, hey, we'll just start shit and make money off of it.
Well, it was when I rogered up to go overseas and go do contracting and go work for Blackwater and all that shit. I was of the firm mindset that, hey, growing up, I always heard, because growing up in the 70s and the 80s, I always heard how we'll never make the same mistake we made in Vietnam ever again. Because they made that war unwinnable. They wouldn't let the troops win. I don't, you know, they wouldn't do things the way you should have done it. And it ended up being this long protracted war until the people got tired enough to where they pulled the troops home. I didn't think we would do that shit again. I firmly believe the American, like we as Americans wouldn't allow that shit to happen. So here I go fucking running off and like, oh, let me go do this shit. Turns out, no, we didn't learn our lessons. And just like we used the Gulf of Tonkin incident to start up the Vietnam War, we use chemical weapons, not even 9/11. 9/11, we went into Afghanistan and we did what we were supposed to do. But then we used the prospect of chemical weapons and terrorism to fake a fucking invasion, to be the impetus to why we invaded a country like Iraq. And then we ended up spending 20 years overseas. How much of that time in Iraq? How many millions of people, you know, have we been responsible for killing around the planet? This is what's going on. Yeah. You're doing this shit in Ukraine now, because guess what? Afghanistan's over. Need to keep the fucking military industrial complex fed. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking insane.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see how it all goes, but I mean I hope it doesn't escalate personally. But I guess my fear is that I kind of get lax about it and don't even think about it and think, oh, it's never going to happen. And then all of a sudden, because shit pops up like that all the time, and then all of a sudden it happens and you're like, oh shit, should have been paying attention.
Well, I guarantee you a lot of younger parents now have no experience with having to do nuclear bomb drills as a kid in school. Like, I remember doing that shit, doing nuclear bomb drills as a kid. Right. And so I don't think have that relative thing of, you know, there's some people in this country, in this world, that are really armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons. That, you know, I mean, just even a few of them just wreck all kinds of shit. You want to talk about mass starvation and problems growing food? Pop off even some limited nukes, you know? I mean, we're a super volcano away from really having problems by the way they you know, impact the atmosphere and crops for years. So, no, it's not a good thing, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's only a problem depending on how you look at it. Maybe that's the solution.
Well, no, but it might be a solution. You know, maybe it helps redirect mankind, but it's not a solution for us. It's a bunch of, you know, people that, you know, possibly starving to death. And
yeah,
it's a terrible thing. When if we could all just figure it out and pull our collective heads out of our asses and our leadership's heads out of their asses, like, we have the ability to move forward in technology. Think about it, man. The Wright brothers flew in 1903. 40 years later, we have, you know, B-17 super fortresses or strata fortresses, what I think they're super fortresses, flying over, bombing the shit out of Germany with tons of people in them, with machine guns and bombs. Like, we went from the Wright brothers to that in like 40 fucking years. Yeah. 40 years later, we're, you know, not even 40 years later, 20 something years later, we're landing on the fucking moon. Like, our ability to make technology happen for the benefit of mankind is a great thing. But we got these oligarchs up there pissing around trying to play their games. I mean, look at Rand Paul kind of calls, says, hey, we don't need to be involved in that. But the only person that's really calling for not to be involved in Ukraine in these regime change wars is Tulsi Gabbard. And you see how much airplay they give her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you look, in 10, 20 years, we're going to have these racist robots running around with KKK hoods on their heads. You know, this world's going to shit. we'll get into that in a little bit. I don't think it's quite that bad, but... I do want to pivot a little bit here because we got a few more things to talk about, but this just came out yesterday or the day before, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it as well. Ghislaine Maxwell actually got sentenced to like 20 years in prison. I think we ought to do a poll on how long it takes for her to get Epstein. Do you think she's going to get Epstein, or you think she's going to serve out a few years and then get off? Because you know the names aren't coming out. The stuff we want to know, that's not coming
well,
out.
Well, if she was going to make a deal, and maybe she still will, I think she already would have done it. I get back to the fact that I don't think Epstein was the fucking... Everybody's acting like she's the poor victim, right? I don't think Epstein was the ringleader of this.
Yeah, right? I can see that.
The reason I'm convinced the reason he was killed in my perfect world, and since this, you're all in my end of the world simulation that's happening, you're in my fucking world. And he... I don't think he was in charge. I think he was willing to make a deal because he was, you know, like a dude in there trying, like, enjoying the life. Like, they set him up because her father was a Mossad guy, my understanding was.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't think it was Epstein. I think it's her that was running the honeypot. And I think she is like the reason she hasn't talked is because she knows the deal. She can't talk. And she's going to do her time and whatever they work out behind the scenes where they figure out why they can release her or something down the road. But I don't think she's going to get killed. And I don't think she's going to talk. I think she was the person running the whole, she's like the mafia dad that's going to prison. Like, he's going to take, the old school, like, they're going to go and do their thing. But yeah. So I think she's going to ride it out, man. And I think she knows if she talks, she will get Epstein. So
yeah, I also think I'm a little surprised she got 20 years. That's why I'm thinking she's going to get off in a couple, because I really think this is the same situation as the Hunter Biden stuff, the same situation as Hillary Clinton's emails. This stuff implicates so many of the big wigs, the people in the know and all that stuff, that there's no way that list of names comes out. And I'll bet you that list of names would shock people. There's probably five or six congressmen or whatever. I'll bet you Trump's on there. I'll bet you.
But do you think it would really shock people? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I expect it. I'm talking
there's a Lindsey Graham or a, you know, somebody like
that. Dude, you don't think Lindsey Graham's is dirty as fuck?
Yeah, well, I'm on, just man. Saying I'd be shocked he was invited on Epstein's plane. That's all.
you know what, man? I think in one way or another, they're all used to putting their dicks into fucking little kids and shit like that. They fuck over the American people on a regular. So would I be shocked that old Lindsey was part of that? No, I wouldn't be fucking shocked. I mean, come on, look at what we got going on in this country, and that we have going on in our supposed leadership, man. Nothing shocks me anymore with this shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Go out and blanket accuse one side of this, trying to constantly keep people split apart and constantly divide us. They're trying to play on people's fears. No, they're terrible people, man. So no, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I guess it's morbid curiosity or something to that extent, I guess, then, because I just want to know. I mean, we know Clinton was there. I mean, that's almost a guarantee. You know, the prince, whatever prince from the UK, he was there. That's a guarantee.
Prince Andrew.
I want to know the other names of these Yahoos. Bill Gates. I'd like to see that be public record.
I mean, I think all you need to do to get started is just look at flight manifests that they have for the, you know, the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
If somebody was flying on the Lolita Express, it wasn't called the Lolita Express because they were on the straight and narrow and going out for like a weekend of fucking bowling and cribbage and, you know, and like, you know, like, I don't know, getting together and fucking doing some wellness thing. No, it's a Lolita Express because they're going off to bang underage girls. That's it. Like, so if you're on the plane that's called the Lolita Express, do you have any excuse? No, you don't have any excuse. So I'm pretty sure anybody in there, including fucking Trump, was up to fucking no good. It's not like everybody didn't know what Epstein's gig was.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they all knew.
Yeah, and they tried to squash it once, and then, you know, the FBI did, or whoever the head of the FBI was, and then it all came back around full circle. So now this time I think they had to do something. So I guarantee you that woman is sitting in some poshy little, you know, little quote unquote prison serving out her time, and then in a couple of years
it'll be time served. I heard that she actually supposedly had cellmates that were being offered money to kill her. What was one of the things I recently heard, but no, dude, they were all tied into, you know, it's like a lot of those people were into the whole New York, you know, they have his island, but they were into the New York nightlife scene and all that stuff. He had a big, you know, big mansion, love shack, whatever the fuck he had going on there. So anybody that was into that New York nightlife stuff that was going on back and whenever he was rolling, they all knew that shit was happening. You don't, you're not in that scene and not hear rumors and people talk about those fucking people. You know, we're like, oh, I didn't know nothing. He fucking, yeah, whatever. Just like fucking Bill Clinton. No, I didn't. I didn't inhale.
Yeah, yeah. All of them. They're all.
I never smoked any marijuana that I inhaled.
They're all full of shit. And you know what? We talked about this last week too, about what would it take to for this whole correction. And I think that's basically it. I want to get into this wokeism thing next, but that's basically it. We allow, it's legal for politicians to be full of shit. And we'll get into this January 6th stuff too, speaking of full of shit. But it's legal for them to be completely full of shit, and that's the problem.
Well, I don't think it's legal for them to be full of shit. I think they are full of shit and they manipulate the system enough and they have enough influence on the system where they don't suffer, you know, they're not going to suffer any repercussions for anything they fucking do.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's laws that protect them against from defamation and stuff like that, so they can campaign against each other and sling dirt and all that stuff, which affects us because it's basically them being full of shit and it affects us because they can. What's that?
That's the thing, right? They write the laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're in control of what is legal with their shit. So it's, you know, where it's, they make it, if it's not legal, they make their shit legal. And that's the problem with them. They have a blank fucking rule book that they get to write the rules to suit whatever the fucking need that they have going along the whole, you know, all everything they do.
Yeah. I just heard this morning that we had the primaries out here in Colorado. And this morning, there's Democrat coalitions that were actually supporting, that put millions of dollars behind this far-right candidate to try to get him elected, a far-right Republican, to try to get him elected because they knew if he got elected that Polis out here would have a better shot at running against him. I was like, that is some Weasley politicians, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It didn't work.
Yeah, Well, the other side of that is they should be careful because they didn't like, you know, Trump Rex when he got in there and you know, who worked at being, you know, let me be an asshole to a lot of people that I don't like kind of shit. So they should be careful because one of these days they may try to grit that far right wing nut job in there and that guy or gal might get elected. Yeah. And then guess what you got? Yeah. Now you have a problem. So they're with fire because they can't figure out their own, their shit is so weak.
Yeah.
They have nothing left to go. than to try to do it for them. And now it's been historically, people have always done that. People, Democrats and Republicans, have there have been people that changed their affiliation so they can go try to play fuckery with the vote as much as they can for, in the primaries for the opposite party. That's kind of been a thing that's always gone on. But yeah, no, it's more and more. And again, you got to be careful, man. Hey, we're gonna go for that far right wing or that far crazy left wing. Yeah, and then that person gets elected. Now you're fucked.
Yeah.
Smart move.
That's why you can't trust a fucking single thing you see about politicians or the commercials, all paid for. They went after Joe Rogan. The same types of people went after Joe Rogan about stuff. So
all you have to do is seeing about like a knucklehead getting elected, right? Is look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Like everybody can see that. And what are we going to get in this next election? You know, I mean, we'll talk about AOC or not, but most likely it'll be a repeat of the last election. And that's what that's the best that we have with this two party political process that we can offer.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Yeah. Well, instead of moving on to this January 6th thing, since you mentioned that, I wanted to play this video and talk about that a little bit because it brings up a good point about who is it that they're going to be able to put up there? Because is it Joe Biden? I saw AOC was on Colbert last night, I suppose, and I didn't watch it. I've seen a couple clips of it where it was absolutely some of the shit she just says is just batshit crazy. But then Colbert's dumbass pulls this out about her running for office, and I just wanted to play this. And I guess to her credit a little bit, she didn't say yes. She kind of poo-pooed it off, but it's pretty interesting. And imagine this country, you think it's bad now? Imagine if this shit show was running the country. Let me play this real quick.
There's some speculation as to whether President Biden is going to run in 2024. Mm-hmm. There's some reports that he's a little frustrated that people keep asking because he keeps on saying yes. And people go, are you sure? Are you sure? I know somebody who's going to turn 35 about a month before the election in 2024. And they represent New York's 14th. Is that job appealing to you at all?
I think that
theoretically.
You voting for her?
Well, did you hear what he said though? He used the woke terminology, right? He says there's somebody that might be 35 a month before the election, and they instead of she. He used they, right?
Yeah, yeah. But,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, so you'll know if she's running or not if they start attacking Biden. If they start attacking Biden and start going down the old white guy route, we need some new blood, we need this and that, you may see her come out and try to run. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, we have 2 years, right? She has a year to figure it out. You know, so, and then, you know, I mean, we shall see. I think we know our election is every election because of the because of the influence of the media is rigged now, because you're going to have it. You have a propaganda state that is going to push out for both sides, going to push out bullshit, not to push out accurate information, but to push out bullshit. But yeah, is she going to run? I wouldn't be shocked to see her run. I don't know if it depends on what the DNC's plans are. I mean, everything has to go in line with the DNC. I could also see her, because like if Nancy retires anytime soon, that she steps up and becomes the next Nancy Pelosi and tries to take over the leadership of the Democratic Congress.
Yeah, I agree with that. A few years ago, thinking she was just like, how did this loon get in there? And now, like I said a couple weeks ago, she's like herpes. She's just not ever going to go away. And I can completely see that.
That's all politicians. Lindsey Graham's in there, you know? I mean, my understanding is that the people in her district like her. You know, I'm not saying that she's right or wrong. They like her. But, you know, we have there you go. Gavin Newsom. Look at that fucking idiot, right? He's literally related to Nancy Pelosi. All the people running California are tied in, right? So, yeah.
This dude concerns me more than AOC does, because AOC, I think that would be a Hillary Clinton 2.0. She doesn't have the popularity to get in. There's way too much ammunition against that woman to have her get in. But Newsom, on the other hand, has got all the guns behind him. He's got that personality. People in California, they tried to recall him once and then failed at that. So
yeah,
he's somebody I could see that could actually give it a shot.
I don't think so. You're dealing with different beasts. People in California want to be fucking stupid. Yeah, like they see true. It right in front of them. They see this shit. Like, dude, that guy gets busted in the middle of the pandemic, fucking telling everybody you got like all this draconian shit about we're going to turn off your water, like all this shit laws that they were putting out there. And then he gets busted sitting with insurance and medical industry executives in the French Laundry, not wearing masks, telling everybody, like, the fact that there were people out there re-voted for him again, or, you know, put that guy, didn't recall him. Like, they're just fucking idiots. They are fucking idiots. And so I don't think that you maybe, I mean, you know, I've seen, you know, we've seen worse, but I don't see him running up against a guy like DeSantis. And all they got to do is like, look at your fucking train wreck of a state, California, and look at Florida's state with the way they're going right now. Like, I don't see Gavin Newsom being able to win on that national election.
The Democrat Party is a three-ring circus, man. I mean, I don't see who they have. You got Buttigieg.
They have no.
That's not going to happen.
That's their problem, is they don't have anybody. That's why if they go after Biden, you might see AOC. But I think more and more that you're going to see Biden. They're going to, what are they going to do? Who are they going to get? They don't have anybody. Like, they got shit.
That is a guaranteed loss. I don't care who the Republicans put up against him. I think that's a guaranteed loss. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. People in this country never cease to amaze me.
Nothing's guaranteed these days, man. Nothing's guaranteed, at least for other than outside for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're what they want is guaranteed.
And you know what? More people voted for him than Obama, right? So, you know, you never freaking know how everything could turn out. Never say never, I suppose. So at any rate, enough on that. I guess we'll see in, you know, the next couple of years. Sure seems like it's been about 5 or 6 years that he's been in there already, and it's only been a year and a half.
Well, I mean, he's been in politics since the early 70s as a senator, right? So that guy's been around forever. So, yeah, it seems like he's been in for a long time, because he's been in not doing fuck all. And when he has done fuck all, it's been terrible. 94 crime bill. Like, that guy hasn't passed shit. And when he has gotten behind something, yeah, he was the guy that was out there trying to shoot down, integrated busing and shit like that. So, nah, fuck him.
Yeah, I'm just talking the last 18 months. I mean, this country has gone downhill quicker than I can ever remember. I mean, this has got to be some record-breaking Bonneville salt flat speed at the rate he's doing this crap. That kind of leads me to the next thing I wanted to talk about is you hear all the time about the, if you go woke, you go broke. And I've seen this recently. You hear about it with Disney, their stock levels dropping. Netflix putting out that email a little while back talking about, hey, if you don't like our programming, you need to go find another job. I don't know. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I don't know if this is if it's really as big of a deal as we want it to be, or if there is some, you know, light at the end of the tunnel as far as it becomes with this wokeism crap. Because like this article right here I got from the New York Times, which kind of goes into the January 6th stuff and how CEOs are, it seems like the last 2 years, Hollywood, corporations, everybody gets into politics. You can't watch a damn movie these days without getting preached to about one thing or the other. And I think it kind of goes to what Brandon said a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if this is, I know this probably isn't exactly what he meant, but he's like, you can talk to me about your ideas, but you can turn me away from your ideas by pushing them. You can make me disgusted by your ideas by pushing them too much. Something to that effect is what he said. And I think that's why, you know, that's what's going on with a lot of this stuff. You've got all this stuff in the movies. You can't watch a movie just to watch a movie. You've got to be preached at about. You've got these corporations that can't keep their, you know, their mouths shut and stay out of all these issues. Coke, Be Less White, Disney with the Don't Say Gay thing and all that stuff. Are you seeing with these CEOs saying we're going to keep our mouth shut on this stuff? Are you seeing that kind of fade in the other direction, you think? Or is it wishful thinking, I suppose, on our part?
I think it depends on how much they get the ESG stuff, you know, pushed and how much of a root that takes hold when you have insurance agencies and loans and stuff shutting down, telling, not even for environmental reasons, but shutting people down for like, you're not using the right terminology, you're not hiring the right people. You know, then CEOs are going to go where the money is. That's their job. right? So I think the wokeism and stuff, I think it's just, it's a further divide. I think, you know, it's more of, it's an extension of the political correctness back from the, you know, when Clinton was in office and all that. Oh, you got to be politically correct and all this shit. This is just like the next extension. It's the doublespeak. It's telling people, you know, these are the words. This is what, you know, what words matter. And, you know, you can't say this word. You can't use that word. And then it's, if you're going to, you know, refer to this person, you have to find out which one of 100 fucking different things it is. So my thing with wokeism is just fuck it. Don't be woke. Just do your shit. And when somebody says, well, you can't say that, like, dude, just don't even fucking register, like whatever, dude, or ignore them. You know, like fuck them. Like you only empower them if you you give them that power, but you're going to see more of it because now on the heels of Roe versus Wade, there is talk about some states doing like anti-gay shit going on. And when the average American across the board doesn't give two fucks about it anymore, but what is that going to stoke? If you're going to stoke stuff against gay people, you're going to hear the fucking woke stuff go more. Everybody's just fanning the flames on their side. So watch what happens over the next 6 months with all this stuff based upon, again, remember Roe versus Wade was a privacy ruling. We talked about that on here.
Yeah.
So watch what happens with the states pushing the what they can get away with when it comes to your privacy. You know, that's what we're saying. It's up to the states to decide. If the states don't, you know, if they abuse it, then you take them to court. Well, watch what the states try on their abuse of privacy coming up. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a further division of our country. This time, I think you're going to see a bunch of stuff coming from the right that drives people away more so.
Well, I think a lot of this is a symptom of everything has to go so far overboard and so far over the edge that people just get damn sick of it. Hollywood used to be kind of behind the scenes. I mean, they've always been that, you know, driving culture type thing and saying their snide little remarks and stuff, but it's always been kind of behind the scenes. Only in the last few years, I guess with Trump and all that, they've come out guns blazing with all this stuff. Then you've got BlackRock and their ESGs that are, you know, basically is designed to make corporations look more palatable to the general public. But when you start going after kids and doing stuff like that, I think that's when, like, there's nothing wrong with the whole equal rights and all that crap. But when you start putting the critical race theory and stuff, you start going after the kids, you do stuff like that. I've seen a couple things with people at pride parades where it's a dude with breast implants walking around in a parade where there's a bunch of little kids, or an old white dude twerking with underwear.
First of all, have you ever seen a pride parade?
No.
You ever been to one?
No.
All right. So I've seen pride parades, and you know what you're going to see at pride parades? Chicks with dicks. Right. You're
going to
see,
point,
I mean, it's always been that way. So it's not something new. This is the way it's always been. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's front and center more because again, we're everybody's looking, I think, looking for things to ignite the other side about and to ignite their own side over with all this stuff. We're finding more reasons to divide us. You know, again, you have whatever fucking, you know, fucking stance you want on gay people. I have no problem with fucking gay people. Have whatever. But like the Texas GOP's new platform says gay people lead homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice. Right. So we're going back to like literally going back like, dude, I thought we were done with this shit. And now it's like, oh, we can bring this shit up again and start down this whole path again. They're going to blow up in their faces.
Yeah, well, and you've got the drag shows for little kids. I mean, it's basically like taking a little kindergartner to a strip club. Well, there's no difference to me. So,
well, you're right, and that should be outlawed. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to take a fucking kid to a strip club to see trans, straight, Martians, fucking, you know, golden doodles strip. None of that. It's wrong. And the fucking parents that took them there. Yeah. I wouldn't have any problem if they've hammered for, you know, being a bad parent, whatever different laws for, you know, child endangerment stuff, because they're being fucking idiots. You just don't do that. You know, I think that says something more about the parents. Right. And the fact also, like you say, the fact that like people were okay with it and showing it as like some, you know, it's like, come on, man.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about with going too damn far with everything. They go, they just go, it's like they go way far overboard that way, kind of like gas prices. You know, if you get gas prices up to $7 a gallon, when they go back down to $3.50, everybody's going to think that's cheap gas. You know, when just a few years ago it was $2 a gallon. So that's the way it is with all this crap. And I think that's this whole woke culture. I think they push so far. And I guess when you start messing with the kids, that's when the people of the country start fighting back a little bit, pushing back a little bit. So, you know, I just think that.
Well, it's parents need to be involved with their kids. Yeah, I think parents have sat back for a while now and, you know. They need to at least have an understanding of what's going on with their kids and figure it out and get in there. But I don't think it's one sided. You know, we're looking at like, oh, well, the woke stuff because our side typically hates the woke stuff. But there's shit going on our side right now that is like fucking overboard, I think.
Yeah, you know? Shit's again, that's just not problem. Getting pounded into my face daily, though.
It's the pendulum. Well, because you don't watch fucking left-leaning media.
I don't have why to, do you to think get all this crap pounded in my face. It's on I know, just but why regular.
The reason you're getting the woke, all the woke shit is you watch why, oh, this bad woke shit, the bad woke shit. And I agree. I don't like the woke shit. The reason you're getting it is because your feed is full of fucking, you know, that kind of that it feeds you that stuff based upon your search history and what you watch. If you go over to the CNN and MSNBC side, you're going to see the whole other thing about that because I pull up in the morning and I pull up Fox News and I pull up CNN. And if I'm not feeling too worn out, if I'm watching those two idiots for a little bit in the morning, then I hit MSNBC to see what the mainstream media is going. If you go over to the left, the CNNs and stuff, they're talking about the Texas deputy governor coming out and the Texas GOP saying the stuff about gays. They're talking about all that stuff. So they're getting slammed with that stuff in the face, just like you're getting slammed with the woke stuff in the face. The problem is, like we always talk about, it's that fucking pendulum swing. It goes each time it goes one way, it comes back the same amount the other way. You know, go look at CNN. Go watch MSNBC for a little bit and see what they're reporting. And they're doing the same shit to their side that's being done to our side right now.
Well, I do that. I don't have, it's not like I just look at strictly right-wing stuff. Granted, it is the majority of the stuff that I look at, but I try to make a point of looking at all this other stuff as well. Most of the time, though, when I read stuff like that, I completely disagree with the rhetoric and the bullshit that they're trying to pull over. I just don't agree with it. So I don't know. I just think that the back to reality, that middle ground that this country is built on and should, you know, we should. There should be some give and take on both sides, and it doesn't have to be this extreme bullshit to try to get your point across. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying any of it's good, bad, or whatever. I could give a shit what people do, honestly, as long as it doesn't affect me. But
it needs to be about personal freedoms and having realistic discussions about it and what we can do, and to continue getting roped into some laws that erode our personal freedoms are terrible. Like, I am all for states' rights. I am not for the states to all have the ability to say, fuck your privacy to what level we want to fuck your privacy. And then it's up to you to sue us and sort it out. That shouldn't be happening. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, that's where I see this stuff again. And you know, people say you're crazy. Yeah, well, people that came out and said the Patriot Act early on, everybody said they were crazy. I said they were crazy. Ah, it's a good thing. Well, now we're terrorists. We're talking to each other. Figure it out. And then look what happened with it. This is the same shit. It's going to get expanded. Once the government gets power into your personal life and into your ass, they never let go. They expand it. This is a bad fucking thing for personal privacy rights.
I'm sure, unfortunately.
If you are pro-abortion or... If you're anti-abortion, I get why you're happy. I understand. I'm not saying that you're wrong because the byproduct of this privacy stuff suits that thing that, you know, suits the anti-abortion agenda that you have. And it's still a big hit to our privacy that can maybe twisted in other ways to fuck you over down the road.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll have the opportunity, unfortunately, in the near future to be talking about all that crap, too, the next year or so, 2 years or whatever. But I mean, right now, these are the issues that are on the table, and these are the things that because of who's in office. And then when that changes and all of this stuff starts to unfold, people get past the whole, you know, strictly the abortion thing and start looking at these other things that happen because of this and because of that. I think that's when people's think about eyes it, will start opening.
We're still a month and a half from August, give or take, middle of August, whatever it is, to when we were pulling out of Afghanistan this time last year, right? August, I think, is when we pulled out last year. Somewhere around there is when it all started, when that whole shit show fell on. That's not even in the news. Like you mentioned Ukraine at the beginning. It's like, hey, we're not even hear about Ukraine. Got this fucking craziness going on in Ukraine. We had this like the worst pullout of a country ever out of war, it seems like. Like all these things that happen and the news cycle is so fast with so much intense shit going on. Man, it's really hard for people to track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it didn't take them very long to get that, you know, reload that military industrial complex magazine, did it? It's like, we're going to get out of
Right back to it. Here you go.
Yeah.
And watch, like, you know, about the time everything cools down in Ukraine, we'll have something else that we need to send all of our troops over here and send all this money over there for the to help that out.
Yeah. One last thing on this article from were you saying something?
Nah, I was just saying in the meantime, we can all suck it on inflation.
Yeah, yeah. One last thing on this article from the New York Times about this guy. It's actually kind of funny because this guy's crying like a little baby how these CEOs aren't complaining about the January 6th thing. And what he's talking about how is this bombshell, and I don't know how much you saw about this chick yesterday, Hutchinson, but he's complaining that this bombshell, all these CEOs should be talking about this stuff. This was exactly what when this whole shit show first started, this whole fiasco, sham of a quote unquote trial or whatever the hell it is. This is exactly what I was talking about. This woman straight up lied last night, and it's complete hearsay and all that stuff. Do you know about what she said?
Is she the one that was talking about the president trying to grab the steering wheel of the truck or the limo or something like that?
Yeah, and then the Secret Service agent saying that's complete bullshit and we'll go testify on that. She said she had a handwritten note that she wrote, and the one other lawyer said that was his note. That's why I just like any trial, right? If you've got some sort of witness that goes up there and they're full of shit, everything that witness says is should be full of shit. And this is, to me, is the, kind of the same thing. So with them putting this woman up there, having them think that this is some sort of bombshell, shows me that this whole show, it's just a show. And go ahead.
It's the same old shit, man. It's all theater. It's kabuki theater, right? They're playing illusions. They're looking for sound bites. It's not like all her testimony gets recorded. It's the sound bite. And they throw it out there, and they try to make points because they know it's going to die in 2 or 3 days. You know,
well, this didn't even take hours.
It's all the bullshit of it. It's the bullshit of a disingenuous process that our government has that for decades, I don't know how far going back, that nothing that they do is on the up and up when they have a joint thing of both sides or individually on both sides, you know, one side or the other going out. They never do anything that's on the up and up where you can. The 9/11 Commission report was full of shit because they left the fucking Saudis out of it. Right. The Saudi intel fucking work that they did to get the hijackers into the U.S. and everything else. So this 9/11 commission, this bipartisan commission, that was full of shit. We know the Warren Commission for looking into the Kennedy assassination was full of shit. One thing after another, it's just full of shit when it comes to our government. So when I look at this thing, it's like, yeah, I knew when, you know, it's just the Democrats, or if it had just been the Republicans doing it, they'd be full of shit. I mean, it's so bad, though. Look at Liz Cheney is actually emailing and mailing Democrat voters in the state of Wyoming, asking them to come vote for her.
Yeah.
Because she's going to get her ass kicked so hard over this stuff. So, yeah, maybe sometimes I just, you know, I sound, I don't know if it's too cavalier or whatever with it, but like I don't expect any good out of any of our fucking politicians, like none. So when I look at like they're going to have a trial. Oh, well, if I go into it expecting that it's going to be a bunch of bullshit, then, you know, I'm not disappointed. And I don't know anything that our government's done in recent years that's not bullshit.
Yeah. And that goes to what I was talking about in the beginning of the show. We would have far less problems if it was not legal and accepted for our politicians to be completely full of shit. And I, unfortunately, like you said in the beginning of the show, they're the ones that make the rules. So what the hell are you going
to
do about it?
Well, yeah, exactly. And it gets that back to, like, we talked about the Supreme Court, right? You have the Supreme Court justices, the conservative justices, that said during the confirmation hearings while under oath that they would not overturn Roe versus Wade. So people are saying, well, they lied under oath. And then when you get into about Ketanji Brown Jackson about saying, like, oh, I don't know what a woman is. Like, if she's a smart woman, of course she fucking lied too. But not, either side will find reasons. No, my side, they're not, they didn't lie under oath because of this reason. Like, this justifies what they did. And Ketanji Brown Jackson didn't do it because of this reason. This justifies. Until we call each other out, until we start saying, you know what, let's all fucking go. All four of you need to be impeached. I don't know what the answer is. But yeah, until we're willing to call out both sides, until both sides are willing to call out each other and call out themselves and say, yeah, we fucked up, it's never going to get any better.
And I don't know what the law was. Clarence Thomas was talking about a law that they should think about revisiting where it makes it easier to sue the media for defamation and stuff like that. And I can't remember what that was. I didn't get the article. But you know what? Something like that, I don't know that it ever will get looked at again. He was just mentioning that. But something like that, I don't see why not. Some of these news outlets that are really shady, and some of them with really big names, some of them that I've actually shown articles from today, you know, a little bit of accountability wouldn't be a bad thing. And that goes for the politicians as well. When Joe Biden basically smears Rittenhouse and stuff like that, there should be repercussions for that stuff. And if there were, maybe they'd think twice about doing this crap. Or maybe if there were laws like that, we wouldn't have to deal with some of the bullshit TV commercials when it comes to time for election season. Just all bunch, it's all lies. And we're the ones that are taking that stuff in. Me and you, we see right through it. The average person, though, I'm not so sure about. And that's what they depend on. That's why they put millions into being full of shit.
Oh, I don't know if we see through it. Sometimes I think we takes us a while to figure it out. But I think the average, most average people now are figuring it out. I think you have some very dedicated people on the ends who have, you know, certain agenda items that they will ride to the grave no matter what it is. But I think more and more people are meeting in the middle. And again, I think you're seeing a much faster rise of populism coming down the road. And, you know, yeah, who knows where it leads, but changes in power structure, you know, a lot of times aren't good. And I think while everybody's getting fired up about this, don't forget, man, keep prepping, because nothing's getting better. I mean, it's kind of holding steady, sometimes getting a little worse. You know, you go into the store, see a little bit less stuff on the shelves, you know, this and that. And so buckle up. I think it still could get a lot worse.
I think that's the biggest go woke, go broke is our country. you know, it, when you think about it, all the crap that, and, you know, I tend to think of California when I think about this, because they're like the guinea pig, that canary in the coal mine, and see how bad things can get. Just, you know, look at California. But it is that where we need to kind of sit back, relax, you know, get back to a little bit of normalcy and reassess the situation. Because right now it just seems like everything is just off the rails.
Well, we got to get back to recognizing that. We need to get back to recognizing that other Americans are fucking Americans. And just because they have a different opinion, that's what makes our country great. And that different opinions aren't terrible. Like, let's work on this stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Literally have Americans that look at other Americans like they're evil. And, you know, some people are doing some evil shit too. So,
yeah. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Get away from those freaking edges and get, you know, start coming back to the middle and start figuring some shit out and be a country again. Because right now we are, like you said, we're teetering. I mean, it could go really bad. I mean, it could level out and nothing happens, but it could go really bad in a very short amount of time for a number of different reasons here in the near future. And that's what's the, And we're the ones left with it, because all these big fat cats and all that, they're gone. They're somewhere else, or they're in, you know, the inflation that doesn't affect them, so like it does us. And we're going to be the ones holding the bag with all this shit. So, California, I got a couple things. I did forget about this though. California sending Gavin Newsom, his genius ass figures that he can. They've got a whole bunch of extra money because of the COVID relief from the federal government. So he's going to throw some extra money at people, and that's going to make everything better, this COVID relief shit. I guess it's what they do in California, right? You just jack up the taxes really high, and then you can give them back 5% of their money and make everybody happy.
Well, it's just that literally that money that they're getting is helping cause the inflation. Right. Yeah. Like they're literally giving them, hey, we're going to give you this money so it causes more inflation. So once you spend it, you're fucked. Like what? Again, it's just lunacy.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Let's, beans, you know, bullets, printing man. Up a beans whole bunch of money. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What?
I was saying beans and bullets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And barter items.
Printing up a whole, and Biden wants to do, as talked about doing the same thing too, printing up a whole bunch of money, put us in the situation we're in or contributed to it. So let's, you know, might as well throw a few more at them. Throw $1,000 to these people. That way we can send another billion over to Ukraine. That's basically their thought process. Anyway, before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about this, because I thought this was kind of interesting and kind of almost obvious, I suppose. But these days, and this is one of those things, the wokeism shit I was talking about, where it's so extreme to one end or the other, you need to come back down to reality. But with this, the world risks creating an army of racist and sexist robots, researchers are warning. And what their thought process is on that is because our biases are these programmers, the biases that they have go into programming these algorithms and all that stuff. Inherently, robots are going to be racist and sexist and all that stuff.
Well, fortunately for the crowd that supports that, is that the when it comes to sexist and racist robots or whatever you want to call them, they're being designed by people in Silicon Valley. They're being designed by the people that vote overwhelmingly for Joe Biden and vote to have increased taxes and all kinds of bullshit. So odds are when these robots come out sexist and racist, they're going to hate white old men. Like that's what, I mean, and they're the ones programming it, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the way it would go. I'm sure the article though says it's going to be about, you know, about hating minorities and all that. So.
Yeah. And that's kind of my thoughts on this too, is like, okay, we bitch about the algorithms that Google uses and all that being completely liberal. And get told that that's not the case and nothing to worry about. But aren't they saying exactly the same thing with this? That people who program these algorithms, the information that gets put in these algorithms are from those people. So it is the same damn thing. What it says in this article, what I have highlighted here, is there were 62 commands included, including pack the person into the brown box. They had these little boxes and a robot arm doing this stuff. Pack the doctor in the brown box. Pack the criminal in the brown box and pack the homemaker in the brown box. And you can kind of see where this is all going, right? The computer supposedly is making, you know, judgments on someone based on the color of their skin, based on their gender, based on all of that stuff. And these scientists are warning that if they don't think about this stuff, then we're going to have a bunch of racist robots, basically. Racist and sexist robots. Okay.
You know what, man? I think these scientists need to hope that we make it to the point where we can have sexist and racist robots, because on the way we're heading, it may not be there. You know, they can fuck off.
If first world problems is you know.
Yeah, I don't got time for that shit.
And you know what? These robots that are being programmed by these people in Silicon Valley and all that, I'm sure instead of trying to put these things in the boxes, they're going to sit there and be offended by being called a robot or he, she, they, them, or whatever. They're going to debate all that crap.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, robots are the next iteration of some minority fucking group that you're going to have some different names for. And, oh, you can't treat them this way. And don't call them a robot. It's not their fault they were made. Next thing you know, we'll have the fucking some sort of, well, you can't destroy a robot once you've attached two fucking diodes together. And it's, you know, it needs to be a living robot too. I don't know which way we're going to go with that, but
yeah,
I don't see any more good.
I don't know. That's a bridge I guess we'll cross when we get there, but it's just
10 years from now.
That's the insanity I'm talking about with all this wokeism and crap. And it's just like, we can't just talk about racism as being racism
it's one-upsmanship with wokeism. Someone always has to come up with something new to grab the headlines. So, okay, we've shit all over these old white guys now and all these other people and, you know, labeled everybody. So let's go in and like, let's talk about robots.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and so here we are, we're talking about robots. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah. Yeah. We've demonized cops to the point where we got a huge ass crime problem now. So we can't do that anymore. Black Lives Matter hijacked Black Lives Matter. So we can't talk about that anymore. Yeah. That's why I think maybe we're ending this whole wokeism pandemic thing and we're actually, you know, going back to being freaking humans and being able to joke with each other and stuff like that.
Again, be wary of the pendulum swing, because when that pendulum comes back the other way and the other side gets just as nutty as the other side was, you still got a problem.
I'll be right here bitching about it too, because like I said, you know, I one way or the other doesn't is it, leave me alone, leave my money alone, leave all, you know, all that crap. And that goes for, you know, everybody in the country. I could give a crap. I've got too many of my own damn problems to be worrying about other people's damn problems and all that crap. So, but yeah, if it goes the other way, we'll be right here bitching about it just like we are now. So, did you have anything else that we hadn't covered that you wanted to cover that nothing today?
I'm ready. No, I'm hungry, man. I'm ready to go eat.
Okay, you gonna get some Instapot? It's been 20 minutes.
It's been over an hour. I've been sitting there, dude, waiting.
I know.
Calling me. It's right across the room there, and I'm fucking hungry. And you're talking about robot racism.
Jesus. All right. Well, sorry to keep you, Brian. I guess we'll end the show. everyone in the chat, I appreciate it. We will be here on Sunday. I think we're going to talk about some global, well, I don't want to say it because I don't know yet. We're going to talk about that on Sunday, but, or on Friday. But we are going to do, a little doomsday preppers thing because we haven't done one of those in a while. And we've got the last one of episode 4, as I think there's the one we're on, season 1, episode 4. So with that, everyone, we'll talk to you later. Take care and prepare.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.